With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Some Montana vape and e-cigarette retailers are once again squaring off with the Bullock administration over the state's temporary ban on the sale of flavored vaping products. This time, they disagree on when it ends. Edward O'Brien reports.
Flavored vape and e-cigarette product sales are currently off limits in Montana, but a vape industry association vows to resume those sales next week.
We got to do what we got to do. We can't let people act like dictators. The law is the law is the law. And if we have to go to court again, we'll go to court again. But we will be selling our products on the February 20th as a lawsuit.
That's Deanna Marshall, who, along with her husband, Ron, owns Freedom Vapes, which has stores in Hamilton, Bozeman, and Belgrade. The Marshalls, along with a vape industry group, sued the Bullock administration last year to stop the 120-day temporary ban going into place. Now, the Marshalls and the state of Montana aren't even a little close to consensus on the effective end date of that emergency rule banning the sale of flavored e-cigarette and vaping products.
It ends on February 20th.
Not so, according to Governor Steve Bullock's chief legal counsel, Rafe Graybill, who says the ban actually ends
April 15, 2020.
That's a 55-day difference of opinion. The disagreement is partially rooted in interpretation of the emergency rules language when it was originally registered with the Montana Secretary of State's office October 8th. Again, Deanna Marshall.
And it was to be going in effect on the 22nd of October.
That didn't happen. Freedom Vapes is part of an industry group that managed only to temporarily block implementation of the emergency rule. After weeks of legal wrangling and waiting, a judge ruled the state's ban would go into effect December 18th. Rafe Graybill says that start date is key.
So if we're following the statute, the 120-day period starts from when the rules could go into effect. I have reviewed the filing of Secretary of State's office, and it says a very similar thing. It says it says 120 days from the day of enactment. Those rules never went into effect because of Freedom Vapes litigation. They went into effect December 18th when the judge issued the order.
Graybill says the vape retailers who fought to stall and intended to scuttle the flavor ban have only themselves to blame for it dragging into mid-April. He adds the state health department has clearly and frequently communicated with the public and retailers about the ban's beginning and end dates.
I just went down and had lunch at a restaurant next to a Smoker Friendly in Helena. Smoker Friendly, probably the biggest chain in the state, posted prominently on their door. It says 120 days from December 18th, 2021. So I don't think there is confusion out there on the issue of when the rules end.
Montana Public Radio called vape shops across Montana to informally gauge industry sentiment on the emergency rule's end date. No one who answered the phone wanted to comment or accepted our interview requests. Marshall, secretary of the Montana Smoke-Free Association, says all of the group's 18 shop members will start selling flavored vaping products February 20th. Freedom Vapes owners say flavored vape juice sales are crucial to their business and add they've taken a major financial hit since the ban was implemented about 8 weeks ago.
We've lost more than 60% of our revenue. I don't know how long we'll be able to stay in business along with all the other vape shops in the state.
Marshall says her company's pivot to sell individual ingredients, including culinary-grade flavoring, enabling customers to make their own flavored vape juice, has helped a little. Still, Marshall says she's had to lay off six of her 12 total employees. Last December, it was widely anticipated the Montana Smoke-Free Association would appeal the state's temporary ban on flavored vape products to the Montana Supreme Court. That challenge never materialized.
We basically just can't afford to take it any further. We don't, you know, we don't have the money. We're not big tobacco. We don't have deep pockets.
Governor Bullock's chief legal counsel, Rafe Graybill, who's running as a Democrat for attorney general, declined comment on the emergency rule's impact on the vape retailer's bottom line. Instead, he reiterates why the administration pursued the temporary ban in the first place.
The kinds and amounts of nicotine doses delivered to young people in our state as a result of these products can have permanent effects on how young people's brains develop. And the governor is totally committed to making sure that, sure, if adults want to use these products who are over 18, there are ways to access it. But for far too many children in our state who have access to flavored vaping products, he's committed to making sure that they have a chance of being tobacco-free.
Montana initiated the ban amid a national outbreak of lung illnesses reported by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Montana Health Department last week reported another case of vaping-related lung illness. That brought Montana's tally to 8 lung injury cases and 1 vaping-related death. Health Department officials note the Cascade County patient reported vaping marijuana, which they say is consistent with most of the 2,700 lung injury cases reported nationally. Lisa Ridgett is senior epidemiologist at the State Health Department's Chronic Disease Bureau. Ridgett says the state's online complaint system, which allows members of the public to report violations of Montana's temporary ban, had, as of Friday, racked up 21 valid complaints.
We take that information and we send information back to the local county health department, and then they are really the ones who are in charge of following up and enforcing any complaints come in through that system. So the local county health departments would then send somebody out to follow up on that complaint, and then if needed, they would follow up with their county attorney.
Ridgett did not have any follow-up information on what became of those complaints after they were filed. She says it's too soon to know how effectively the ban has achieved the administration's stated goal of keeping flavored vaping products out of the hands of young Montanans.
But right now we are working on increasing our surveillance when it comes to these products, and we hope that we have some by late this spring or early this summer that will highlight and give us some more information on that.
Rafe Graybill, Governor Bullock's chief legal counsel, says the administration is also keeping close tabs on all vaping-related fronts.
We're assessing our options right now in the context of the federal regulatory changes, you know, that moved most of the sales out of convenience stores and to adult shops. Also in the context of this May 2020 court ruling where many of the e-cigarette manufacturers will have to submit their products to FDA review. So there's a lot of moving pieces still, and we're evaluating our options as those deadlines approach.
The Montana Secretary of State's office wasn't immediately available for comment on the flavored vape ban order filed with their office by the Bullock administration. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.